If you don't hear yourself in the headphones, it's the curated catastrophe.
If you hear dead air, it's the curated catastrophe.
Yeah, I don't hear myself at all. Interesting. This was your issue last time, right?
You're listening to the curated catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, streaming.
Jiggle some wires and twist some knobs.
And broadcasting from wherever the fuck we can.
So Shay picked the theme this week.
You're going to blame me.
Absolutely.
And I'm so disappointed about the fact that we haven't even started the show, and I'm sure that we showed up short. Yes. Well, bad. It's not good. Today's episode is all about piano.
Telling the listeners it's not good before you even started.
Well, should I tell them what we're going to omit?
No, because it's all boring.
It's not boring. It's like the stuff of pianos.
She chose a theme that this week of pianos. So I played a bunch. I found a bunch of music that is piano based or about pianos, and I'm happy with mine because I actually prepped for my show for once.
I prepped for my show as well, but I'm disappointed that we don't have people like Yuja Wang. We don't have Ira and George Gershwin. We don't have
Yuja Wang.
Amazing fucking story about that. We don't have the consummate pianists. We don't have any history of... Stop it. Enunciation is important on the radio.
Yuja Wang.
Dude, stop. Dude, you're such a child. And the only reason I'm laughing is because I'm a bro. Okay.
All right, shall we just start? I'm going to start this week.
This is why we're all thrown off. Maldor did prep, and then he's like, I'm going to start now. I'm going to throw off the entire cadence of the show.
Well, because mine seems to work with what Marco was playing, so off I go. This is the Create Catastrophe.
On Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Thank you. turn left up the street. Nothing but grey concrete and dead beats. Grab something to eat, Mackie D's or KFC. Only one choice in the city. Done voicing my pity, now let's get to the nitty gritty. Tune reminds me of my first D. Flight unique, still 16 and feeling horny. Point to the sky, feel free. See a people all equal, smiles in front and behind me. Swim in the deep blue sea, cornfields sway lazily. All smiles, all easy. Where you from, what's your on and what's your story? Mesmerising tones, rising pianos. This is my zone, so stop cloning. Pick paper, scissors or stone. Cause me and you are the same. Known you all my life, I don't know your name. The name's European Bob, sorted. Anyway, have a dance now, see you later. Pleased to meet you, likewise, a pleasure.
We were just standing on our own. We went on and on.
You all smile, you all sing.
We become heroes when the stars align.
You all sing, you all sing, sing.
We were just standing on our own. We went on and on.
You all smile, you all sing.
We become heroes when the stars align.
You all sing, you all sing, sing. The night slowly fades and goes slow motion. All the commotion becomes floating emotions. Same piano loops over. Arms wave, eyes roll back and jaws fall open. See in soft focus. Chatting to this bloke in the toilets. Dizzy new heights, blinded by the lights. These people are for life. It's all back to his place at the end of the night. Yo, they could settle wars with this. Phony they will. Imagine the world's leaders on pills. Then imagine the morning after. Wars causing disaster. Don't talk to me, I don't know ya. For this ain't tomorrow and for now I still love ya. Hours fly over. Sail round, diamonds and pearls. Never seen so many fit girls. Discover new worlds. Look at my watch, can't focus. Last 2 hours I lost. Every move fills me with lust. All of life's problems I just shake off. Hell, mad little events happen. Things map out and a few blue Maddens are like the toilets. Big beefy bounces out to reveal us. Geezers on ease and first timers. Kids on Whiz, darlings on Charlie. All come together for this party. All races, many faces. From places you never heard of. Where you from, what's your name and what you want. Sing to the words, fex to the fat ones. The tribal drums. Sun's rising. We all smile. We all sing.
We were just standing on our own. We went on and on.
We all smile. We all sing.
We become heroes when the stars align.
We all sing. We all sing. Sing.
We were just standing on our own. We went on and on.
We all smile. We all sing.
We become heroes when the stars align.
We all sing. We all sing. Sing. Then the girl in the cafe taps me on the shoulder. I realise 5 years went by and I'm older. Memories smoulder, winter's colder. But that same piano loops over and over and over. The road shines and the rain washes away. Same Chinese takeaway, selling shit in a tray. It's dark all round, I walk down. Same sights, same sounds, new beats though. Solid concrete under my feet. No surprises, no treats. The world stands still as my mind sloshes round. The washing up bowl in my crown. My life's been up and down since I walked from that crowd.
We were just standing on our own. We went on and on.
You all smile, you all sing.
We become heroes when the stars align.
You all sing, you all sing, sing.
We were just standing on our own. We went on and on.
You all smile, you all sing.
We become heroes when the stars align.
You all sing, you all sing, sing. Out of respect for Johnny Walker, Paul Oakenfold, Nicky Holloway, Danny Rampling, and all the people who gave us these times. And to the government, I stick my middle finger up with regards to the criminal justice bill. For all the heroes I met along the way. You all sing, you all sing, sing.
Become heroes when the stars align.
We all sing, sing.
We were just standing on our own. We went on and on.
We all smile, we all sing.
We become heroes when the stars align.
We all sing, we all sing, sing.
Sage in here.
It is sage. We're cleansing.
Oh, God damn.
We're cleansing.
I'm allergic.
As Maldor rubs his eye that is yet yellow from falling up these stairs.
It's not yellow. It's purple.
It's yellow and purple if you saw it in this daylight.
You should have seen it 2 days ago. It was black as hell. Bible black.
Was it as black as the music I play? You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. Today's episode is all about pianos.
As chosen by Shay.
Piano.
Which I actually thought was a... you know, let's just focus on one instrument today.
Yeah, but it's like the it is the bedrock. That together with percussion.
It is a percussion instrument.
I was going to say you can... But I'm just saying, like, this is where music started.
No, it started with banging on rocks. Percussion.
Which then became banging on rocks attached to chords.
We went straight from there to piano. Banging on three rocks together.
Anyway, I really had some great idea that we were going to do sort of like this historical...
Hey, well, you could have shared that with your co-host.
Well, I just, you know, the more that I thought about the piano, all of these things that we won't play that I mentioned before.
Eugenie Wang.
No, dude. That was one of the better things that I saw last season at the San Francisco Symphony, by the way, was Yuja Wang.
Yuja.
God damn it, Maldoror. Can you just back announce your set?
Oh, yeah, I guess I should.
We're clearly doing the piano a disservice, and I will, for the duration of this episode, say the word piano the same way that Marilyn McPartlin does.
Who?
Marilyn McPartlin was famous for bringing, basically, black music to the forefront of white audiences. She was a prolific...
Yeah, I know who Elvis Presley is. I've never heard of Marilyn McCarthy.
McPartlin. Marilyn McPartlin.
Never flipping heard of her. But
so
okay,
she had this long-running syndicated show called Piano Jazz, and that's how she would speak, Piano Jazz. And I would listen to that on 91.1 KPFA, the jazz station, which I'm still a supporter of.
So you're saying she brought black music to the white masses in your lifetime?
Not in my lifetime.
But how'd you listen to it on KPFA?
No, not KPFA. 91.1.
I wasn't listening to the whatever.
91.1 KCSM, the jazz station. Turn down the background music. I know you like to drown me out, but you can do that with your own wallowing. Or with the background music, as you wish.
So I kick things off with Step On, the Stuff It In mix, which is piano heavy, which is for some reason the first song I think about when I think about pianos, because it's got that great piano intro. And Rocker Smooth and I agree, that is far and away the best Happy Monday song. Middle song of the set was Weak Become Heroes, which is a song by The Streets, and I forget how much I like it until I'm listening to it. I'm like, oh man, this song's great. It's a really great evocation of what it's like to be high on E. And just our problem, we'll put off our problems till tomorrow. But it also talks about how the great piano loops of house music loop over and over again. And that brought me to Move Your Body, the House Music Anthem by Marshall Jefferson, which was the first house track. He was a Chicago house pioneer who...
That was such a fun track.
It was too long, like all house music songs. But it had a fair amount of variety for house music, and I actually really enjoyed it. That's Marshall Jefferson with the house music anthem Move Your Body, which started all the piano stabs and whatnot in house music, which, if I went straight into my next set, would make a lot more sense. But it's time for Shay's stuff.
But fortunately or unfortunately...
Featuring Yuja Wang.
No, she's not in here. We didn't do Yuja Wang. We didn't do Connie Hahn. We didn't do Cole Porter. We didn't do the Gershwins. We haven't.
Well, yeah, we're kind of a rock and roll show. I mean, actually, I wouldn't even say that.
We didn't do Jean Baptiste. Okay.
I only recently saw him on TV and had no idea who he was, but he used to be the music director for Colbert Report or something.
Maybe for the Colbert Report, and then I think he took over for
Fallon,
New York.
The other Jimmy.
No, he kind of went to a larger stage, but he's one of the more prolific pianists.
Oh, he plays the piano.
Yes,
he was not doing that I thought he was on Colbert because it was his last show.
Dude, he might have started there, but he's like classically trained and shouldn't be relegated to like being known to the Colbert show.
To the backwaters network television.
Well, I'm not saying it's backwaters. I am saying though that his prowess deserves a little more.
Yes, anyway. He should be playing tiny jazz clubs, not every night on America's televisions.
Oh, my God, right. Okay. So now we're going to start with my set, which is usually the start, but you're the start.
Well, yeah, because I wanted to start on kind of an upbeat note.
I don't know what you're thinking.
Because I was afraid you were going to play all fucking Nora Jones or whatever.
We didn't even touch Nora Jones.
Thank goodness.
And as I told you, I had this terrific Nora Jones together with Marilyn McPartland. I just listened to their shit last night for like 45 minutes.
Was she
it was
the,
fantastic.
The show co-host, the piano lady?
No, she was the entire host of Piano Jazz with Marilyn McPartland.
I said
McPartland.
The show host.
The show host.
Then what did she do with Nora Jones? Or was it an interview with Nora Jones?
No, they played together. So Nora Jones is together on the piano and singing.
So they were playing chopsticks.
It's a little more advanced.
No, Heart and Soul. That's than the one, that. That's it's the one you play more, two people.
As you guys know, that Nora Jones' father was Ravi Shankar. Her mother was someone notable as well. Anyway, we didn't put
P.S.
this.
Escobel.
We also didn't play that. We didn't play any Fiona Apple.
We also there's haven't played the fucking Beatles. Like, why are we talking about stuff
no
we haven't
Beatles.
Played?
Because there's so much out there that we didn't play. So, anyway, I think I'm going to surprise you with this first set. We do have the regular Marco intro. I don't know if you want to bypass that or just give it a
why don't
to,
we just start the show?
Well, we already started the show.
If you hear this song,
it's The Cure to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.
.fm.
The 2 o'clock hour, yes. It's another unscripted, unpredictable episode of The Curated Catastrophe, starring your gorgeous and talented co-hosts, Maldoror and Shay from the Bay. Only here on RadioValencia.fm every Sunday. Broadcasting at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. The self-proclaimed king and queens of slapdashery themselves. They're up next.
And now for something completely different.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
Sneaky. Alder's mom. I love listening to Radio Valencia FM. 87.9. On 87.9 Radio Valencia.
This opening track, you know it's the Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Welcome again to another episode of The Cure to Catastrophe.
Welcome still.
For those listeners that are still with us, Maldoror opened up the show incredibly strong. He thought it was a great segue from Marco Middlesex's show, which I agree. In my opening set,
thematically consistent,
we heard, opening it up, Porcupine Tree. That was Piano Lessons. After that,
is that the one that sounded like the Red Hot Chili Peppers and every other fucking song?
It sounded like every song ever written, which was such a weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nondescript, and yet encompassed everything that we know, love, what became pop.
I don't love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's fine. That was Porcupine Tree. After that, we heard the Black Keys, Something You Did Enjoy. That was
I
Got
that,
Mine.
Right.
So we're going to hear from Teddy Swims, which, according to DJ Rocker Smooth, this song in this version is one of his current favorites.
Something's got a hold on me lately. No, I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in. And the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind. How many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? It's taking a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know? Falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see? I lose control when you're not next to me. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problematic. Problem is I want your body like a feel like a bad habit. Bad habits hard to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I could do it on my own, but I want that real full moon, black magic, and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict, and I need some relief. My skin and your teeth, can't see the forest through the trees. Got me down on my knees, darling, please.
Thank you, Maldoror, for that tone-deaf background music. Following up, Teddy Swims doing Lose Control,
say
the piano
I,
version.
I rarely say.
Yes?
I really liked that.
Oh. How well do you know Teddy Swims?
I think you played him once before, and I probably also said, hey, that was pretty good.
If there's any white man with face tattoos I want singing to me.
That's white dude?
Yes!
Wow.
Check him out. incredibly talented. He reminds me of Chet Faker, who we will also hear from later on in my sets. But good God, the range on that guy is just... Yeah, no, he's bearded. He has face tattoos. He's so sketchy looking.
So he looks... Who's the famous rapper dude that's all facially tatted and now is trying to get into acting? It's right there.
No, we do know... we'll find out.
Well, we'll check back with that.
We know all about face tattoos here on the Cure and Catastrophe.
Current massive rapper dudes.
And so closing out that set, it was Lose Control, the piano version by Teddy Swims. We also heard from the Black Keys, I Got Mine, opening up the set, Porcupine Tree, Piano Lessons.
Didn't we already back announce that?
Yeah, we did, but... People want to know what we play sometimes, Maldoror.
They want to know about Teddy Swims, perhaps.
You want to know about Teddy Swims.
Hey, don't sleep on the SF Indie Fest's Doc Fest, which is going on right now in San Francisco. There's a really interesting program tonight that's going to be about the Chelsea Hotel. Or actually, the L.A. version of the Chelsea Hotel, so the Sunset Strip. I think it's the Riot House or something.
Probably a lot of people died there.
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. It's not the Sunset Marquee, but whatever.
Where can we get information about the Indie Fest?
I would say look for San Francisco Doc Fest, but it does not get you to a link that you can use. You have to poke around and dig. And I was going to point this out to King Rat. It's impossible to just Google SF Doc Fest and get what you want. Of course, Google's trying to ruin everything anyway.
I love that you think they're trying.
Well, I mean,
if you haven't invested in their surveillance,
they're seriously about to change
the surveillance state of America.
You won't have an option but for AI results.
Dude, no one has an. We don't have.
Anyway.
A buddy of mine who lives in Pittsburgh just found out a couple days ago that they're building a data center 2.5 miles away from his house. And
California?
The way that yes, in Pittsburgh, like East Bay. And so the way that the city council presented this was basically like, this is happening, and then there's going to be a council meeting on Monday.
Do you think there's any chance there was a planning commission meeting and nobody went, and so no one paid attention?
I bet that's
100% what happened.
Not necessarily. A lot of things are getting passed right now. A lot of things are just getting passed. Like, a lot of things are just getting... Oh, I don't know, like that note about the DOJ.
Anyway, a friend of mine had a good suggestion.
Piano.
Which is go and plant a bunch of species that they're not allowed to tear out. Because they house, I don't know the name of the species offhand, but there's one that's super easy to grow, and it houses a rare endangered, like, vole or something, and you're not allowed to tear it out. It's illegal to rip it out, and therefore you plant it anywhere they're trying to build a fucking data center.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's investigate this. I really like that.
That would be eco-terrorism in a good way.
That would be fucking amazing.
I mean, eco-terrorism is... great anyway, but this would be like eco-terrorism.
The views expressed on this show are not necessarily those of not only for my job. I don't want to lose my job. I haven't passed probation. By the way, oh my God. Dude, okay, so birthday's coming up, but I can't take a day off because I have this new job. Stay with me here. I got a jury duty summons for my birthday.
You can postpone it once.
I don't know the last time I postponed it. What if I've already used that? Get out of jail free card.
I don't know. Go online and try it. It's not hard.
Okay. Well,
they will tell you no, and then you won't have to worry. Then you could worry about it. But
I was just
try and deal with your shit before freaking out about it.
You fucking. I wasn't freaking out. I was just disappointed that you know the. It used to be like birthday cards from mom, you know, and now I just get jury duty summons. That's all I'm saying.
I got excused from jury duty, and I was quasi bummed. I mean, I wasn't because it was inconvenient timing because I actually had a freelance gig. But jury duty is so interesting.
Sometimes. What about all those people that ended up on the Elon Musk trial that's happening now? Right?
Wait, he's on a trial now?
Dude, like a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
The news has been suppressed. I haven't seen it. Also, I get most of my news from late night comedians and they're being suppressed.
Interesting. Well, we know that. That's been going on.
Yeah.
This is a plague. You know what's not suppressed? Our good taste in music here on The Cure to Catastrophe, Radio Valencia. Today we're doing pianos, but we're not doing it justice. We haven't played anyone who's historically relevant. We're just doing a kind of good radio show. I mean, I'm not going to play Rachmaninoff. as much as I want to share it with you.
Right.
I just...
Sorry, I was thinking about something else.
Do you want to share your thoughts, Maldor?
Nope.
How are you feeling?
Nope. Shall I start my next part of the program?
Let's do.
This is Radio Valencia.
.fm.
She's called Incontinentia. What is all this insolence? You will find yourself in gladiator school very quickly with rotten behavior like that. Can I go now, sir? Wait, your biggest stickers hears of this. Wait! Take!
Yeah. You feel it, baby? Swing.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where we're dancing along to our own sets while talking off air about all the things we didn't play. What did we hear in that last set, Maldoror?
Well, thank you for putting me on the spot while
Sorry.
The last song of the set was Right on Time by Black Box. I'm of a certain age, as regular listeners know, and every time I want to look at what the unrelated to me being old, every time I want to look at what I just played, the little list, it gives me an error. It's not normally erroring out, except when I need to look at it, it gives me an error. Anyway, no one cares how the sausage is made. We kick things off with, I didn't write it down.
Here's how it goes. If you want to know what we played, Maldoror actually does take good care to enter it into the podcasterizer such that when he generates the podcast, one of the things that shows up is the playlist with a timestamp when it was played.
We kicked things off with Crystal Waters' Gypsy Woman. And then we heard Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Which you would have never let me live down had I originated that as a track.
I own the 12-inch single. It's very useful in certain DJ situations.
Copy.
And then like I said, we ended things with Black Box. And because I'm of a certain age, to get back to that, when I think of piano, I don't think of fucking Rachmaninoff and shit. I think of those piano stabs of that particular kind of dance music that was influenced by the house piano stabs that we previously heard in Move Your Body by Marshall Jefferson. It became a whole thing.
And I tend to think about these composers.
Yeah, it's totally Night at the Roxbury.
Who were like in Russia and could not
Get there. We only have an hour.
That they couldn't write the music that they wanted to, and they were just writing, you know, like piano sonatas, but it had to be like for the state kind of a thing. It's just like, it's crazy what